It's time to strike up a conversation with the Pin Pals podcast, hosted by the Kentucky Wesleyan College bowling teams. No gutter mouths allowed. Hey, it was only a joke.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of Pin Pals with myself and Whitney. We are doing this tonight just because Wednesday we won't be here as we are leaving for a tournament, our last tournament of the semester. But we won't get into that right now because we have a very special guest on here with us tonight. I'm going to let her introduce herself. Some of you guys may know her, so take it away.
Hey, I'm Alyssa Zombert, and I am a 2022 graduate of KWC, and I was proudly on the bowling team for 4 years, and I actually started the program with my fellow teammate. So yeah.
All right, Alyssa, we are very happy to have you on here tonight. So why don't you tell us, now that you are completely done with college, pretty much what you're doing, where you're living, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so I, fun thing, COVID, you know, all of that, I got an extra year of eligibility, which was a blessing in disguise for a lot of us, I can say. And so I went to, I transferred to a university in Maryland, University of Maryland Eastern Shores, where I bowled for my 5th year and went to grad school for chemistry. Ended up not my thing, so I ended up at the Cincinnati Zoo working with the Animal Ambassador Department. So that's where I am currently.
Awesome. I'm really glad to hear that. So I'm trying to think what else I can ask you. Some of this just us talking will get edited out, but so what exactly do you do at the zoo that you're at now?
Yeah, so basically I just take care of them. So I clean their enclosures, I make their diets for the day, and what we do is we call socializing. So I'll take them out and bring them out into the zoo so that people can learn about them and also touch them. So I work with a bunch of reptiles and mammals. So mostly snakes you'll see me carrying around and just letting people learn about them. Also, like, you can't even think. Goodness. People are afraid of snakes, so it gives them an opportunity to give them that experience of a snake in somebody's hand that's, you know, not going to potentially bite them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's awesome. So now that you guys have kind of heard a little bit about Alyssa, we are going to kind of tell you guys, kind of like what we told you last week, we're going to tell you guys this week about conference that we are leaving for on this Wednesday. That is kind of why Alyssa is here, because she's going to go with us and, you know, kind of just help us out and be there to root us on. So we are leaving Wednesday around like 7 a.m., I think, and driving to Gastonia, North Carolina. Thursday, we will have our practice session. Friday, we start competition. If we qualify Friday, we bowl Saturday. If we qualify Saturday, we bowl Sunday. So our hope is to go for a three-peat for the GMAC championship and first time winning the Conference Carolinas, which will, if we do win that, it gives us an automatic bid to the NCAA championship. So I guess what I'm going to do is Whitney, do you want to kind of start it off, you know, expectations, accomplishments?
Well, like you said, it's our last one for our career, and we've had a very, like, rough, but I feel like we've had our goods also, season, and we've learned a lot, and I think it's time to bring all of that together and show out at conference so we can get this third trophy. It's really just to show, like, the school of who we are, because we're still the underdogs. Like, people are still like, oh, there's a bowling team? Oh.
Yep.
Didn't know bowling was a sport. So I just feel like the more we bring trophies in, especially GMAC championships, it opens their eyes more and more about the sport. And this program is still in the mix of being built, like Alyssa said, with her being, she was the first year. It's still in the process of building and growing. And we're not where we need to be, and we're not where we want to be. So
yeah.
Winning these championships and these tournaments is one way to keep this program going. So as a team, it's time to come together, work, do what we know how to do in the moment, and support one another.
Yeah, and I mean, I totally agree with that. I'm going to wait to kind of share my perspective of this. Alyssa, do you, like, what do you kind of see going into this? I know you're not bowling with us, but you're going to be there. So
yeah.
What do you kind of think is, you know, like our accomplishments that we should get, you know, like.
Well, she was a part of the first championship.
That is true. Yeah. She was.
So, I was going to say my senior year was the first year that we were a part of a conference, which I don't think a lot of people understand is that even though like we formed as a bowling team, there literally was only Ursuline and
Walsh.
That was a part of GMAC, and that wasn't enough to be considered a conference. So like Scott and even Roger like worked really hard to work with other teams to get us into a conference, and that's why we are a part of this. So it's definitely one thing for sure to bring back a GMAT conference, but it's definitely another thing, especially with this automatic bid for the NCAA, which is a huge part because this is the first year, which I'm super excited for you guys to get there, because that's one thing that I couldn't do. And I think that's a really cool opportunity for you guys to do. And you guys have shown in the past 2 years that you can get to the finals and potentially win the whole thing.
Yeah. That's kind of like my thing is like, you know, past 2 years, yes, we did win GMAC. You know, my first year was my sophomore year that we went to the conference. You know, we made it all the way to the finals, but we couldn't, it wasn't enough for us to beat LMU as, you know.
Oh, we did fine.
LMU bowled
a 299 and 250.
Oh, gosh.
Which apparently wasn't enough for us because they pretty much kicked our butts because, I mean, back then they had a really, really good
Alyssa team. Alyssa and the others still shot 180s and 190s, which is normally average.
I mean, good for that girl. I don't even remember.
Lori Decker.
Laura. Yeah.
Yep. She bowls for Elmhurst now. Yep. But yeah, like back then, like I remember because before I even came here, we came to a couple of y'all's tournaments and I watched and I kind of like walked up and down and saw LMU. And you know, that was when LMU was like known and like one of the top teams.
They
like
were ranked at the time.
Yeah. They were like super high ranked, you know, about McKendree level.
Yeah.
Like that's when they were really, really good. And my sophomore year, they were really good. And then, you know, they lost quite a few people.
Yeah. Lori transferred out.
Mm-hmm. Because her sister left.
Because her sister was the coach. And then I think when Lori left, a couple other girls transferred.
They brought in Madison Ferguson, who was a very, very powerhouse lefty, just like Lori was. And then...
then the others graduated, I'm pretty sure.
The others graduated, and then Madison left after her freshman year and went to... No, I'm sorry. I think she transferred out. She's a sophomore now, so she bowls for McKendree now.
A bunch of them went to, I think, a newly formed team the following year, because I remember seeing them at a tournament with UMES. I was like, they look really familiar. And somebody was like, yeah, no, they were all LMU players. And I was like, oh, you're right. And I don't remember. I want to say, like, Manchester, but I don't think that's right at all.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
I remember after that year, which shocked me because they had just won Conference of Carolinas. Mm-hmm.
Both of them did, men's and women's.
Yeah, everybody just, well, I guess when you lose a coach, you kind of lose those players that are attached to the coach. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what happened with McKendree when they lost Shannon.
Yeah.
Six or seven of those girls left McKendree.
And then plus the three or four that graduated.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So now the girls that are on McKendree now were all the JV McKendree girls.
And so this, like, what I heard is, we kind of know the head coach, and he said it was kind of like a building year for them, but they're still a decent team. They're not the old McKendree, though. They're not the old McKendree.
They're definitely doing a lot better than everybody thought they would be doing without Shannon. I will say that. And then it's also hard for them to look back at Shannon's new team and just see them acting like McKendree never left.
Yeah, because out of those seven girls, they have eight or nine. Six out of the seven are from McKendree.
Yeah.
Because I think a few of them are graduating this year, but I think one of them is taking her fifth year. But like after, I kind of figured she was going to leave after Hope left. I didn't think she was going to stay there, but I'm pretty sure she wanted to stay until Hope graduated because Hope was like her anchor.
Yeah, I think after we all saw that she was stepping down, we all kind of figured she was just staying there for Hope, because Hope was the main player of McKendree.
Hope was their powerhouse.
After Brianna Klemmer
graduated,
Hope was the main player. But Jack State, they have, four McKendree girls and two Nebraska?
So they've got, I remember this briefly, they have Anna Warkel, they have Kayla Culver-Rubias, Kayla Smith, Rebecca Hagerman, Isabel Allen, Miranda Patterson, Patterson.
Yeah. I believe.
And then they have Crystal, and then they have two girls, the two-hander, and then one girl that I've honestly never seen before, but I'm pretty sure that two-hander was also from McKendree.
She was.
Because she's on JV.
She was on McKendree's JV.
Yeah.
Because she was a freshman last year.
Yeah, seven out of the nine of them were from McKendree, and then you've got Crystal, you know, which honestly I'm surprised that...
she went there.
What's her name, Jillian?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't transfer either. Like, she stayed at Nebraska. I'm just surprised she did stay there.
Why did Crystal transfer?
I don't know, because it's Crystal's last year.
I think Crystal graduated, I believe.
So she graduated from Nebraska and then took her fifth eligibility year.
I believe so.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, like, I didn't realize that was Crystal until... Like, I knew this girl looked familiar. I was like, why does this girl look so familiar? Everybody's like, well, she's throwing the ball really good. And I'm like, I know. I just can't remember where she's from. And then I think it was Evan. He was like, did you not look at her fingertips and her ball? That's Cody's sister. And I was like, you're right. So, yeah, that Jack State is definitely stacked
for the next couple years. And that's kind of what's crazy.
It's hard on the new McKendree team because
You're seeing your old coach and you're seeing your old teammates, you know, at a different school, and now you know you're bowling against them.
And you got two new brand new coaches. Like Brianna Clemmer is the coach,
and then Sean something.
Yeah, and I don't think they've ever coached before.
I think Sean has, but like he said, this is just a building year for them.
I think Sean was somewhat of a coach to them before Shannon.
He might have been JV.
I think so, or associated with the boys. Because
that's right,
because
they had a separate coach.
Because I think somebody that I'm friends with was like posting about how he became like the head coach of the program, and I think he might have been the boys' coach.
I forgot that they had a different. For some reason, I was thinking, I thought Brian traveled with the guys when they traveled.
Maybe, but maybe as an assistant coach.
Yeah,
I don't know. All that's confusing to me.
Yeah, but, so anyway, back to conference. We got a little sidetracked, but it was still talking about bowling. It's okay. but for conference, you know, it's going to be a big mentality thing, I believe. And, you know, we've got at least eight teams that we're competing against. And, you know, I'm going to bring it up, with Belmont Abbey being one of them. You know, we bowled against them this weekend, and it wasn't the turnout we wanted, but... they have got something to look out for when we come to conference. We're practicing. We're getting ready. And
it angers me just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Let's just say they're very disrespectful.
Yeah, very disrespectful, childish. I'm going to say it here because, you know, act like a college team. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Alyssa, looking back at your year, the year that you bowled conference, when you were bowling anchor in conference to win that championship, what was going through your mind and how should our mindsets be going?
Honestly, to be completely honest, I probably don't even remember what I was thinking. The only thing I remember thinking was my necklace broke on one of the shots, and I was like, oh, it's there on the lane. But honestly, like, I've been thinking about this since I've known I've been coming with you guys for a while. It's just like, I think you guys just need to focus on yourself. You don't need to focus on anybody else. It's like, this is your game and your game only, and you guys are the only ones that can affect that. So I really think that you guys need to just focus on yourself, support each other. I think that's the biggest thing. And it's been a thing like since I've been a part of this team, is like we can definitely be hit or miss whether or not we're supporting each other.
I will say this year's been one of the best years.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because I came in the year after Alyssa. So this is, with this being my fifth year, Alyssa's right. We've had our rough patches with teammates. But I will say, compared to the other years, it's 100 times better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys just need to show that support for sure. I think I'm definitely a person that wants to see the support from people. It's like, yeah, you're standing right there, but like show that you like care, even if you're not bowling. I think that's one of the biggest things that can make a breaker team, is if the players that aren't bowling at the time don't show that they're actually there supporting you. They're back there with the parents, talking with their mom and dad. Like that drives me insane. And I think that's just, in my mind, a little bit disrespectful, because you're my teammate and I'm there to support you when you're bowling. So you should support me when I'm bowling. So I think that's just the biggest thing, is you guys support each other and honestly not worry about anybody else. I think that's going to be the biggest thing.
sorry, awkward silence. Yeah, like you said, I mean, along with that, I definitely think like we just have to keep our heads in it. Like if we have a bad set or if we have a bad game, you know, we can't give up. Like that's a big thing is like we will have a bad set. I do know that. And it's just like we can come back from it. Or, you know, we may not have a bad set at all. We might just blow it away this weekend. And that's kind of what I feel like we need to look forward to is if we want to win the entire thing and get that automatic bid, we have to have positive mindsets throughout the entire weekend, no matter what happens. You know, I know it's going to be kind of up and down this weekend. I kind of feeling it already, but, you know, we just have to have each other's backs and support each other, like, you know, no matter what. And
another thing is to have fun, too.
Yeah.
Please. I feel like you only have 4 years. We lucked out. We have five years. Like, have fun, enjoy what you can because it's not here forever.
Mm-hmm.
Conference only happens once a year and everything, but you only have this team once.
Yeah,
the team's never the same every year.
I will say after this past weekend and at the Vandy tournament, Sunday match play, we first game of the morning, 224, shot out. Then we go into the second game, 100 pins less. And I felt like that really opened our eyes, like, we got to start working as a team and not as an individual. Like, you miss your shot, don't bring your teammates down with you because then they're going to miss theirs. You need to come back, take a breath, be there, and then trust your teammates for picking you up because that's all bowling is picking each other up and helping each other out. Like, and we lost that first match and went down in the bracket, but then we went back and won that second match, which brought us right back up. And we kept fighting Belmont Abbey for this final spot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't the outcome we wanted, but we tried, we fought, and we didn't give up. There was not a game in that set I don't think we gave up on.
No. And I think that's what's good about us is, like, if we know we can keep fighting, there is a huge chance we're able to take it over and win it. But, you know, I think, you know, there was some stuff that got in our heads, and I kind of, you know, told y'all that, you know, if we get in their heads, they mess up. And there was one game that they did mess up pretty badly because we got in their heads. We were louder than them, and, you know, we could see them getting pretty mad. But, you know, this is just something that they have to look out for when we come to North Carolina this weekend. And, you know,
we may not show
whoop them.
We may not seem like we care or we're as competitive during the season. But I know when it comes to conference is when we kick in. Yeah. I don't know why it takes this team until conference to kick in, but we kick in.
I feel like conference has a different feeling. I mean,
it puts more pressure on you, I feel like.
Yeah, because it's double elimination. It's like you're not guaranteed to be there all 3 days. But I also think, too, it's like it's a different mindset for the guys, which I think also like changes your guys' perspective on it because they're more in it. Because for them, it's like, oh, during the regular season, they're just bowling for pins. It's like it's not really anything like match play. They don't have to beat the team that they're bowling with. But when they go to conference, it's like, oh, like if we don't beat this team, we're out. So I think having the guys' support and them realizing like, hey, our girls need to beat this team right now, they're going to be more supportive of you guys.
The first year of conference, I think that was the most Wesleyan has supported one another between the guys and the girls at a tournament.
That also helps that they weren't bowling at the same time as we were.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying. It's like they're there to watch. We were there to watch, and we made fun out of it. And with us making fun out of it, it was fun for them. Even when they would miss a shot, they would look back, see us like goofing off or something. I don't even remember what we were doing.
And that's the good part about it is, like, you know, we either bowl first and they bowl second, or it's the other way around. But it's like we get to watch them. We get to do their cheers. Yeah. They get to do our cheers. And that's like the best part about it is, you know, you have each other's backs and, you know, team support. And that's what my favorite part about conference is being able to cheer one another.
And I also think that's another reason why we do so well at conference is because
it's not just the parents cheering you guys on.
We feel the support.
Yeah.
And I think this year, I don't know how many parents went last year to conference, but
Not many, because my parents didn't go last year.
Because this year, I know there's a lot of parents coming.
Yeah.
Because my parents,
Daylan's parents, Miranda's parents, our mom.
Yeah.
Pretty sure Alyssa's parents.
They're not coming.
Oh.
And then so forth. But we're going to have a huge crowd And Wesleyan normally doesn't get huge crowds because yeah.
And I feel like a lot of the guys' team. Parents, because Dalton's yeah. parents, Evan's parents. I'm hoping Seth's yeah. mom. Is she not coming? Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'm sure, I think Jackson's parents are coming because I think something was said about dinner from Jackson's dad, but I think they'll be there. But other than that, I feel like we are, like you said, are going to have a big crowd. And that's what's going
to
be.
It's hard for us Wesleyan, the Wesleyan bowling team, to have a big crowd because our tournaments are so far away. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, SAC does the brother-sister thing, but that it doesn't really help our situation.
No.
Because
not at all. Which is not to the fault of anybody, right. But it is, like, for me, watching from the outside and being, you know, an alumni, is like, I had people my freshman, sophomore year for sure was like, oh, where are your guys' tournaments? That's why I was like, the closest one is like Louisville. I was like,
that's still an hour.
It's like,
and a half.
I appreciate you guys like talking to me about it now, but it's like, well, you can't just like go across campus and watch a volleyball game. It's not that simple. It's like, we don't have, also like, we also don't have the facilities on campus to practice either. So it's not like, who's going to drive to a bowling alley for us if that's, you know, the case.
So this is kind of like, sectionals and conferences when we have the biggest support because our guys are there to watch and support us. Even if parents don't come, we still have our other team supporting us, which makes it feel like we have a student section.
Yeah,
I guess
like
you
a peer
could say.
Yeah. group. It's definitely different when you have people your age cheering you on compared to your parents.
It feels like it motivates you more.
Yeah.
Yeah, when parents are there, you're motivated. But I just feel like when you have...
They have an obligation to be there because they're our parents. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I think we've covered, honestly, a lot about conference this weekend. I know we're all really excited. I'm super excited to be going. And, you know, with it being Whitney and I's last tournament ever, I mean, it's going to be...
We already cried Sunday.
We cried Sunday because it was our last NCAA tournament. This is not NCAA, but it's still our last tournament ever. There's going to be some happy tears. There's going to be some sad tears. But I'm pretty excited, you know, just to finish it out with the people I love and, you know, just go out with a bang this year. Do you guys have anything else you'd like to say?
I don't think so. I think we're good.
Good? Yeah. All right. Well.
Make this last one count.
Yeah. Yep. This is our last. Actually, no, we will not make this our last episode because I would like to do an episode the week that we graduate. Just kind of saying, like, you know, it was great to be with y'all.
Well, we have to do one next week anyways.
Yeah, we'll be back with y'all next week because of conference.
To recap conference.
Yeah, sorry.
You can't just put them on a cliffhanger You can't put them on a cliffhanger like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, bye guys. You're on a cliffhanger anyway.
And then we will do a graduation one.
We'll do one next week and then we'll take some time off just to kind of, you know, get ourselves ready for graduation. And then we'll come back on the week of graduation, kind of, it won't be about bowling. It'll just kind of be like, you know, how excited, how sad we are and, you know, just kind of a peace out, see you later kind of thing. And, you know, hopefully next year someone will carry on our podcast. I don't know who it would be, but I'm praying somebody will carry it on. And
hopefully Dalen will.
Hopefully, yes. Hopefully Dalen or Alyssa or Miranda will carry it on and do it for us. But anyway, so we thank you guys for joining us today. And I want to thank Alyssa for taking time out of her evening to come and join us on our podcast. Yeah, so tune in. tune in, listen to us just blah about bowling and all that good stuff. And anywho.
Why do you keep carrying this on?
Sorry. Okay, bye, guys. See you later.
You're going to do your doo-doo-doo?
This has been Pin Pals. All right, bye-bye.